Let's return to Milo's Internet Marketing on TalkZone.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Milo's Internet Marketing Radio program on TalkZone.com. Please check out our website, milosinternetmarketing.com. There's lots to see there. We have a radio special every week that really gives you good value. So check us out, milosinternetmarketing.com. We're going to talk about some easy steps to providing great content that makes you more money. Content is king. That's so relevant in so many different areas, but it's especially relevant in your niche marketing, whatever it happens to be, whether it's dog training or weight building or health foods. Content is king. You need to give people good, excellent content. And why is it so powerful? Content marketing is an amazingly powerful strategy and has numerous benefits. It's inexpensive, really good content is inexpensive. It can help create fierce loyalty from your audience, and that's what you want, is loyalty from your customers. It helps generate free word of mouth, and what better type of advertising than word of mouth? And it's great search engine fodder. In other words, it's going to build your relationship and your ranking on Google or Yahoo or MSN or whatever it happens to be. And it brings you publicity from traditional media. So not only online media, but traditional media can be a help when you get good content. But again, you must have good content. Your target market's learning to listen. Once you find your target market, to get good content, you have to learn to listen. Not hear, H-E-A-R, but listen. A lot of people tell me that they aren't quite sure what kind of content they should create or what they should write about. But you know what? You have tons of research opportunities right at your fingertips. It's all a matter of really being aware and taking time to get to know your target market. We've talked about this. Know your target market. If you do this, you'll be way ahead of most of your competitors who seem to prefer to live in a bubble and guess at the appropriate content for their audience. If you get good content and zero it in on your customers, you're going to be surprised at the amount of sales you create. We're going to talk about a few ways to start understanding what your readers want to learn about the types of products that you sell. No matter what, we're talking about any niche marketing across the board. Anyone, ask them to submit a question. Go to your mailing list, send out a thing, and ask them to submit a question. A simple way to find content ideas is simply ask your readers a question. You know, so often businesses constantly send out emails, boom, 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 one after another. But all of a sudden they're going to see one where, hey, they're asking me for information. It just builds a great relationship. They care about me. They want to know what I want to know. So ask them to submit a question. And once you get questions back from them, it gives you exactly what people want to talk about, want to hear, what they want to find out about from your website or your emails or your blogs or whatever. So a good way to get good content from your customers is to ask them what they want to know. Track your links is another way. If you send a link to content or a product in an email, track it. Do the same on your website. Pay attention to what interests them and what doesn't. So if they do click on your link and they go to it, that means they're happy with it. If you don't get many clicks off of that link, that's an area you don't want to go to because your customers aren't going to go to. Set that aside for several weeks or months. Don't throw it away, but set it aside. You might get a different group audience several months later and then see if they're interested at that point in that link. But when you link to something else, either an email on your website, see if they follow through. If you have a number of different things on your website, how many times have they clicked on that link? Find out. You can do that with a lot of programs out there, and then you'll know whether that's valuable or just a waste of space on your website. Get it off and put something else there. A tip, don't just track product sales. Gauge interest in the content you provide as well. By doing this, you'll learn what types of information your readers are interested in and in what format they like it in. Observe your audience on your own virtual property. If you have a blog, a forum, or some other type of interactive site, you have a lot of research opportunities right there. Pay attention to your readers' comments, the questions they have, and click through their websites to see what their interest would be. Now, a great way to do it, if you can set up a blog where they can interact with you, that's going to give you a lot of information, as far as what type of content they want. And when you get the content that they want, then write something for that. So direct the people, give them what they're really asking for. Content isn't just about articles. There's a lot of different formats where you can give your content. Remember, not everybody likes to read. Some people are auditory learners. Some people are visual learners. Some people are tactile learners. People in the internet marketing world seem to spend a lot of time talking about article marketing. Nothing wrong with article marketing, but not everybody likes to read. Not everyone sits down and takes the time to read. So there's a lot of different ways to get your product across. Some digital ways that they can do that. You could do it by articles, which we talked about. You could do it by blog post, make a workbook, a PDF report, ebook, a checklist, a pre-recorded audio, a podcast, teleseminars, webinars, streaming video, screen capture video, audio and video techniques, email broadcast, pre-scheduled autoresponder emails, FAQs, frequently asked questions are big helps, flowcharts, spreadsheets, all these different ways that you can get your information out there. So you could take one product that you've written a three-page article on something, and it's good. You can then do all these things. You can put it into an ebook. You can put it into a report. You can make a checklist out of it and send that. You could send the same thing five or six different ways and give it to them in different ways, because some people like checklists, some people like paragraphs, some people like to hear it. So you record an audio link and let them download it. You record it on a video and let them see and hear at the same time. So there's a lot of digital ways to do it. There's also a lot of tangible ways. Not everybody wants to see or hear. Some people spend $50. They want to be able to touch the product that they purchased. They want to be able to handle it. They want to be able to sit in their comfortable chair at home and look at it and see it and read it. So content doesn't always have to be downloadable. You could take the same thing you've created and make it a physical content that you give away for free, or even if you sell it, they have something tangible. It can be a booklet, so instead of an ebook, you print it out and mail it to them. A laminated sheet, make your checklist, laminate it, mail it to them. How about a bookmark? Just a simple bookmark with some different key ideas on it. A wallet card, the same thing. Make a business card, then put some facts about keywords or about search engine optimization and send it to them. Workbooks are a great way, where you kind of give them a paragraph and let them try to answer the questions, and then they can go up and find out the answer if they don't know it. Again, this is a tangible thing. So it doesn't have to be all digital. It can also be tangible. Or you can create a bunch of your things into CDs or DVDs. Just a lot of different ways to do it. Put your video things all on a CD or DVD. Put your audio files on a CD or DVD and mail it to it. Send it to them. Mail it to them for free. Or you could certainly put it together in a nice package and sell it to them. People like to consume content in a variety of ways. Give them choices, digital or tangible. That way they'll be much happier, because they'll have the option of, well, I can download it or I can get it through the U.S. Post Office, whichever way. Create your content or have it created for you. What do you want to do? Creating your content empire doesn't mean that you have to do all the hard work yourself. Maybe you're not a good writer. You're not a good speller. You're not good at grammar. Well, if you can write the book or write the email or whatever, fine. If not, maybe you can say it. Some people can say it, but they can't write it. So make an audio of it or a video of it. But maybe you can't do either. So you hire a ghostwriter, Elance.com. Elance, like freelance, only E for electronic, Lance.com, is a great way to get people that will do things for you. They'll also make an audio for you. They'll make a video for you. They will rewrite things, give them an outline of what you want or a paragraph of what you might want to do, and you're off and running. Something to use that we talked about before is private label rights. Private label content is called PLR. There are many services that provide PLR, private label rights, where you get it, buy it, and then you can do anything you want with it. You can put your name on as authorship. You can put that then into a course, make a course out of it. You can make a book out of it. You can make pamphlets out of it. You can do anything you want with it when you purchase a PLR if you get the correct license for it. Make sure you get the correct license. Warning, there's a lot of junk out there. And so you can certainly buy something for, you know, 50 newsletter articles for $10. But again, you pay for what you get what you pay for. So you don't need to pay hundreds of dollars. But if you go online, go to Elance and look over some of what they've written and you like their style, the way they do it, or maybe you want to create a workbook out of it, so ask them who has created a workbook. So a lot of ways that you can use PLR stuff. So there's a lot of PLR. Just Google search PLR, you'll get many, many lists of it. But again, be careful. Again, ignore the price. Look at some of their content. Read it yourself. Give it somebody else to read to see if it flows properly and is good. But my suggestion, if you buy PLR products, is there's probably 50 other people going to buy the same thing. You can then do it word for word, but what that happens is what happens is not good. If you put it on a blog and somebody else puts the exact same thing unedited on a blog, Google's going to realize that. They search this stuff back and forth, and it's going to cut you off on Google. Also, different article magazines, if they get electronic e-zine, if they get the same article submitted 2-3 times, they're going to knock you off and them off. So you really want to change it. Make your own title. Change your title. Move the paragraphs around. Change some of it. Another thing to do is there's a lot of stuff you can get for your website off of YouTube. You want to share a video, some video that really fits in with your product or really fits in how you want to sell your item or something maybe you think will really attract your customers. Go to YouTube. It's very simple to do. You can get the code, the cut and paste code off of YouTube, put on your website, and you've got the video on your website. So go to PLR content, but also certainly go to YouTube to get some stuff. Again, you can hire someone to create your video. You got the ghostwriter wrote your product, or you bought PLR rights. A better suggestion that costs a little more money is get a ghostwriter. So you want a product, but instead of going to the private label rights where 50 people can buy it, hire a ghostwriter to tell them what you want and they'll write it for you. Then it's yours and yours alone. Then you can take that and hire somebody to create the video. Or certainly now with videos the way they are and the setup, you can certainly videotape yourself reading the article or talking about it, but you maybe don't feel comfortable with the way you look or the way you appear on camera. You want some novelty thing about it? Well, hire somebody. Go on the web. You can find all kinds of people that will make videos for you. All kinds of people that will make audios for you. Have them interview you. Set up a list of questions. They will interview you. You can hire people to do that. They'll interview you, and then you've got a recording that you can send to people. A recording they can download, and all of a sudden you were interviewed by somebody. It gives you instant credibility. Now, let's say you have a product, but you don't sound well on the recording, or you think you don't, or you just stammer too much. Then you can hire somebody to be you, your product, and then answer questions for you. So these are some great ways that you can get content for your website. Create a group project. In other words, team up. What we talked about earlier about partnership. So you got 3 or 4 people. Somebody else might want to put in a video. Some one of your partners want to put in audio. Somebody else want to put a workbook. Somebody else want to put a check sheet. You put an ebook or something. So you put it together. You got a big group project. And what does that do? That creates a number of different things. Creates a large ability to increase the value of your product. Because you have 4 or 5 names listed for it and a little brief biography of the person and what their specialty is. And you now you have not one thing to sell, but five things in this little package that they get. So it really is very beneficial to work in a group project. Now, you want to create a content profit plan. Sometimes you'll give content for the sake of giving, but usually you want to create a plan for your content so that you can profit from it. That's what this is all boils down to. Sometimes the profit will come directly through the product promotion. Other times you might use content to build a mailing list for future profits. The point is, most of the content you publish should have a specific purpose. Why did you create that content? In other words, every article or piece of content needs a call to action. A call to action is telling the readers what to do, to sign up for something free, to secure the low price now, recommend it for further reading. Whatever you do, you need to tell them what to do. You need to state it. You must sign up now. You must get this free product now. There's only 10 left. Give it a call to action. Whatever you write, make it into a call of action. And then plan your content to educate your audience so that they will buy. Online business owners have ulterior motives when they create and distribute content. But hey, that's the nature of marketing, and that's why we all have a business, to make money from it. So here's some ways to do that. When you're getting ready to launch a product, plan related content in advance. Send them out free things to kind of whet their appetite. Send them out emails with little particles of your product in there so that you whet their appetite. As you release these things, invite your readers to sign up to notify. In 1 week, this product is going to come out, whether it's software or a book, whatever. Get the people interested in it. Sign up, and you'll get the first. I'm going to release it next Tuesday, but if you sign up, you're going to get it on Monday or Sunday or a week early. It just kind of gets them excited and into it. Provide the content in a variety of formats. We talked about this. It can be online. It can be something they get the U.S. mail. It can be done in video, audio, just some different ways of purchasing it. And then ask for feedback questions after you send the product to them, whether it's snail mail or whether it's a download. A couple days later, ask them for some feedback on it. And the feedback you get, look at it as a constructive criticism, a way that you can take that information and build upon it and have a better product and a better launch next time. Every article should have a recommended related project or invite people to sign up for something. That's so important to do. So keep that in mind. Make sure that whatever you do, you get people to sign up for something, to do something, whether it's for something free or something else. What to do next? We've talked about many different ideas on content creation, some of it you may already be doing in some way, and some of it might be new to you, or perhaps you're just beginning and your content creation journey is just at the first step. The important thing is to take one step at a time. Don't try to do everything. The first thing to do is really start spending more time getting to know your audience. An intimate understanding of the people you sell to is going to help you guide all your decisions for other content-related processes. So down the line, a year from now, you're going to have a much better idea of what the content of your product should be. But remember, the learning process is never done, and your market will change and mature over time. It is up to you to know exactly what they want, deliver it, and keep the profits rolling in. All the best to you on the road to unleashing the true marketing power of content. Content is king. Remember that. And you can make it king for your website, your product, your profit. We'll be back shortly with Andy. He's got some answers for Windows 7 questions. You're listening to Milo's Internet Marketing Radio Program on TalkZone.com.